I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Lodi, California. Right now we're with Wayne Craig, and Wayne's day job is at Lodi Memorial Hospital as president and CEO, but you do other things, don't you?
I am involved in a number of things, not the least of which is the Visit Lodi Tourism Board, and I believe that's why you're here tonight.
Tell us about why you're here, how you got here, and did you grow up here?
No, actually, I grew up in Texas. I went to school in Southern California, and then I came here as a high school teacher in 1969 and taught for 9 years here and at the University of the Pacific, and then I went in the commercial real estate business. And then I did some work in the philanthropy world for the University of the Pacific, and that's why I'm back at the Lodi Memorial Hospital Foundation doing philanthropy. But in the process, I got to know a lot of people and a lot of different lifestyles and really understood the culture of Lodi, and that's why we stayed here.
That's interesting, because financially you've obviously done well enough that you could pick and choose. You don't have to live here. This is a definite choice.
Absolutely, and I will be honest, the first 10 years we were here, we tried to figure out how to leave, but the young family had started, and we thought this was a better place to raise them. And then as we matured in our wisdom, it became such a special place. And I have friends that come in from out of area, the Bay Area, Southern California, even from Texas, that are just absolutely amazed at the little secret of Lodi. It's really been a secret for quite a while, and we're trying to get the word out now as the tourism board to bring more people to town and enjoy it.
There's an old song that you well know that, you know, it's kind of it was a great song because there's a stigmata stuck in Lodi.
That's correct.
Yeah, and yet maybe you want to be stuck in Lodi.
Well, we've used that both positively and negatively, and the truth is that was about Lodi, New Jersey. We kind of adopt it when it's appropriate. John Fogerty actually did appear in Lodi and sing that song after his hiatus for not being able to sing that song of Creedence's was up, and they came and performed in Lodi, and it was quite interesting. So
I bet everybody loved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why come to Lodi? If I came here for a weekend and you had some time, we could hang out, where would you take me? Where would you first, oh my gosh, we got to go check this out?
The obvious thing about Lodi is the wine. We are the largest grape growing region in the nation, 144,000 acres at last count. That may vary a little bit. And we have about 91 wineries. And Robert Mondavi grew up here in Lodi. And before he started Woodbridge and Mondavi Winery, which of course is world famous. And so the wine is a big deal. And in fact, our theme is Lodi behind the wine. But there's so much else to Lodi. Lodi is about community. And when you come here, you feel almost like you're part of the community as a tourist. It's a welcoming place, but you will see evidence all over the town of how the community has supported themselves for years and years. And tonight at our reception, I'll be talking about how our hospital was formed locally by our community and supported by our community, and then also how Hutchins Street Square, which is our performance center in town now, was supported by the local community, and we've created quite a spectacular place there that you will see on your tour.
I'm just kind of digging in my brain cell, remembering 40, 50,000 population, would that be correct?
We're about 62,000 now. Very slow growing. We're one of the slowest growing cities in the nation. Because,
which is a good thing.
Absolutely. We feel it's a good thing, but yet we don't feel exclusive by keeping people out. What we've done is we've done really intended growth. And so we bring on things that are necessary. For example, we just opened the second largest Walmart in the world. It's the West Coast flagship. It's only 3,000 square feet smaller than the number one store in Albany, New York. But that took 13 years to make that happen in Lodi. So a large shopping center associated with that, which is appropriate because our retail was underserved in the community now, and we are becoming more of a regional draw. And the same is occurring with our hospital, where the hospital is bringing in service lines that are appealing to a much larger region of healthcare needs. And so Lodi is surfacing as a leader in the region.
So you really are in your own little satellite. You have Modesto to the south, and then you go far enough west, and you're going to bump into Livermore and then San Francisco Bay Area. But
right,
you're insulated, aren't you?
We really are. We're just smack dab in the Central Valley, and you know, we've got the East Bay, which is Livermore and Pleasanton and Danville, and we've got Sacramento region, which is a very lovely metropolitan capital.
How far does Sacramento from here?
Sacramento's only about 35 miles north. The East Bay is about 45 miles. San Francisco's about 65 or 70 miles. But here's the good news. We're 2 hours from Lake Tahoe, we're 2 hours from Yosemite, and we're 2 hours from the beach. So it really is a wonderful base camp.
That's interesting. But you're close enough that I bet you have some commuters, some people that bedroom here and work in Sacramento.
Yeah, we have a very large commuting, not so much in Lodi proper, but in the south part of San Joaquin County. We have literally thousands and thousands of people go over the Altamont Hill every day to Silicon Valley and to the East Bay for employment. But we also have a lot of employment locally. And we have quite a diverse economy in Lodi. It's not all about the wine. I mean, we manufacture the propellers for the big windmills for the wind farms. We have an armored truck company here that makes armored vehicles for the military. We have one of the largest surgical component manufacturers in the country now, operating in Lodi with 250 employees making components for blood testing and things of that sort. So it's, even though it's a tiny little town, we have some very sophisticated activities.
So that implies that you have some sophisticated, aggressive economic development people that are attracting people.
Well, that speaks again to community. We have had so many qualified people serve in so many different roles in this community that it has all coalesced into great progress. Our mayor is here tonight, but our mayor will be at everything in this town because that's the way the community is. We all participate, and you'll see the same people at multiple events, and they contribute to everything because it's their town. You know, it's our town. And so it's a special place.
Let's backtrack.
Sure.
And I'm here hanging out for the weekend.
Right.
We've gone.
What else to see?
Yeah, we've gone and done our wine tasting.
Okay.
And talk about downtown shopping for a moment.
Okay.
And then places to eat
two
and places to
places.
Stay.
And how about places to go see?
Because yeah, for sure. Now. Yes, please.
Okay. What else do we do in Lodi? Well, you have to visit Hutchins Street Square because we have a number of concerts there, special events there. Unique exhibitions. We have a Friday night art hop once a month where you can go to various art galleries and taste wine and see art. We have a World of Wonders Museum, which is very similar to Exploratorium in San Francisco for our youth, and we have about 50,000 people go through that a year. We have Lodi Lake.
What's the funding for that? How does that operate?
Once again, that was funded by local citizens by donations. And they do get a grant from the city of Lodi for free office space or use of the space. And it is downtown near our 12-screen theater. And so it's very convenient for walking downtown. Our downtown is absolutely lovely. Reminds you of a Midwest or an East Coast town. And then other really unique thing is Lodi Lake that was built by the CCC in the 20s. And we have about 4 miles of wilderness trails. You can kayak on the lake and sail on the lake. And it connects to the McCollumy River, which is our water source. And you can go 20 miles up and down the McCollumy River. If you can get on the other side of the dam, you can go out to San Francisco and any place in the world. But there's a dam in the way. So we also have several golf courses in the area and a wonderful zoo and historical society where we celebrate agriculture and have a tractor museum and some very historic displays there, not the least of which is the Weber display. Captain Weber had a 49,000-acre Mexican land grant and formed the city of Stockton, but the Mickey Grove Park, is in Lodi proper, and so we kind of claim that as well. So several restaurants. We have an amazing array of chefs in town. We've really become more of a culinary-oriented community, and of course all the wineries, which are phenomenal. It's just fun to go on the wine tours, and there are events at the wineries periodically. We have one winery that has a naturalist that comes in and does a nature walk around the river. We have a Sandhill Crane Festival in November because we're a flyway for the Sandhill Cranes on the West Coast. We have thousands and thousands of cranes landing every sunset just outside of town, and we'll have 30,000 people come to the Crane Festival. So a lot to do.
Where do you know, are there cool places beyond the chains?
Absolutely. Places to stay. We have a whole array of accommodations here, from your typical chain hotels to some very luxurious hotels where we are tonight, Wine and Roses, which is a small luxury hotel with a spa, the full thing. We have a variety of accommodations.
Wayne Craig, unfortunately, you're going to go on stage in a minute, so I have to let you go. But it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and visit with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'd love to have you in Lodi and bring your friends.
Will do. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Lodi, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.